It's Tuesday, July the 1st, and with your news at 8 a.m, I am Leonard Witbian. Economic growth slowed to 2.7% in the first quarter of this year compared to 4.8% a year ago, the Central Bank of Namibia's quarterly bulletin shows. Sandra Karises, the bank's principal communications team leader, says softer growth was due to a weaker farming output and uneven performances in mining and manufacturing. Despite this, the services sector held firm, inflation edged up to 3.7%, and foreign reserves declined amid rising outflows of oil exploration in the Orange Basin.
The primary industry contracted despite the steady rise in activity observed in the mining sector, as reflected by stronger uranium, zinc, concentrate and gold output, partly countered by a decline in diamond production. Activity in the agricultural sector weakened, reflecting lower livestock marketing due to the reduced number of market-ready animals. Crop output fell, with additional harvesting expected in the second quarter. In the secondary industry, monitored indicators showed mixed performances, whereas construction activity displayed a modest uptick.
The Financial Institutions Supervisory Authority has published this year's first quarter statistics report detailing trends and performances in the non-banking financial institution sector for January to March. Namfisa's Jonet Aces says the report shows continued growth across regulated entities, which include insurance, medical and retirement funds, friendly societies, capital markets and micro-lenders.
In terms of compliance, 58.7% of those entities were fully compliant and they are classified under Stage 1. 91.6% of those non-compliant entities stemmed from the micro-lending sector. Common causes of non-compliance include the failure to submit regulatory returns, non-payment of levies, and the disregard of remedial actions stemming from Namfisa's inspections. Namfisa recorded 110 consumer complaints during the quarter, and 89.1% of those complaints were resolved. 204,700 was disbursed to those complainants.
South Africa's Board of Healthcare Funders has urged Parliament's Standing Committee on Public Accounts to include the Road Accidents Fund's refusal to reimburse medical schemes in its upcoming inquiry. They argue the fund's non-payment for treating road accident victims, which began in 2022, violates court orders and undermines the fund's obligations. The board's Katlego Motudi.
These beneficiaries, just like everyone else, contribute to the REF through the fuel levy, but are being denied protection and effectively forced to pay twice. The consequences are serious, leading to rising medical aid premiums, reduced benefits, and added pressure on our public health system.
Continentally, Zambia's President Hakainde Hichilema has inaugurated the country's largest grid-connected solar power plant developed by Power China, which will supply electricity to a major copper producer, First Quantum Minerals. The new 100-megawatt Chisamba solar project is a milestone for Zambia's renewable energy goals. The facility is expected to help reduce the nation's dependency on electricity imports from South Africa as well as Mozambique. To Asia now, where Hong Kong is marking 28 years since it was handed back to Chinese rule, with John Lee putting emphasis on national security and hastening Hong Kong's integration into national development plans. This follows the fifth anniversary of the Beijing-imposed national security law a day earlier, as our correspondent Laura Westbrook reports.
Attending the July 1st reception was Fred Lee, the founding member of a soon-to-be-disbanded Democratic Party, making it the last time a Democrat will attend the reception. It follows another opposition party, the League of Social Democrats, which says it too will shut down due to intense political pressure. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.